I want you to sit back, relax, recline, find a comfortable position, settle yourself down. And for this exercise, I'd like for you to use your imagination. I'd like for you to close your eyes down and begin to imagine that you're on a remote island. A remote paradise island with no one else and nothing material in sight. Nothing man-made. And as you stand on this island, I want you to have a look around and notice what you see. Notice what you hear. Notice all the sensations. As you stand on this island looking around, you notice that on the ground nearby, there's a bottle. A bottle with what appears to be a note inside it. So you walk over to the bottle, you take out the note, and you read. You are the first person to ever be on this island. It's your job to make this island into your perfect home, into your own personal utopia. And to get you started off in making this place into your ideal home, you'll need certain necessities. You might possibly want some luxury items too. You're now being given the opportunity to select one thing, and it can be anything, but just one thing for each letter of the alphabet to have on your island. Now, here are your instructions on how to begin to create this paradise. You're going to start by quietly thinking of something that you want to have on this island that starts with the letter A. And I want you to get it clear in your mind. If you can, I want you to visualize it. See the item, the object. Imagine having it on the island. Imagine using it on the island. If you can't quite see the item, perhaps you can just think of the word itself. Or perhaps thinking of what you would use the item for, how it would help you. Focus on what you want to bring to this island. And then in your own time, think of something that you want to have on the island that starts with the letter B. Always taking your time. And if you can think of lots of things that start with the letter, then choose one thing that you really want the most to have on your island. It's important that you take time, that you concentrate on the task that you're doing. Now just hold on for one moment, let me explain what you will be doing. In a moment, I'm going to have you restart to think of those things that you would like to have on the island, starting with A and then B, and then C and then D, so forth, until you go through the entire alphabet all the way to Z. And when you begin again, once I tell you to begin again, you'll continue the task, paying absolutely no attention to me, or to what I'm saying, until you've finished the entire alphabet. If you can think of more than one item for each letter, I want you to compare each of those items to see which one you would choose. Then choose that particular item and move on to the next letter, always taking your time. While you're doing this, I'll be speaking to you. And you'll be hearing my voice in the background, but I'll be speaking directly to your inner mind. The part that always hears and always pays attention, but just in the background. I want you to concentrate on your task. And I want you to try not to listen to what I'm saying. Try not to follow my instructions until you've finished the whole task. And then you can listen to me again. And at that point, you can allow yourself to feel very relaxed, and your mind will be very open to the positive suggestions that you'll be hearing. So let's go ahead and begin right now. Start with the letter A. Choose something, or even a few things you'd like to have on your island, paying no attention to me. Choose something or a few things that you want to choose, beginning with the letter A. Narrow that choice down. Try and think of an image of the thing, or just think of the word. Continue to concentrate on your task, choosing the item, selecting the one you want, making that decision, taking your time, and moving on to the next letter, paying no attention to me, just choosing the thing that you want to choose to have on that island, and continuing to focus on the task at hand until you've finished, until you've completed the job, and at that point, you'll be extremely relaxed. With everything you choose for your new perfect paradise island, you're allowing yourself to become even more relaxed, perhaps even a little excited. With each item you choose, you're going deeper into this hypnotic rest, becoming more open to positive suggestions as you relax and become more receptive. The closer you get to Z, the deeper into relaxation you'll go. Imagine, if you will, right now that you're standing in a garden that symbolizes your life, the garden of your life, and you're standing right here in the garden of your life, looking around, marveling at the beauty of all the trees and the flowers and the grass in the garden of your life. And I want you to feel the warmth of the autumn sun shining down on you. The soft, gentle breeze and the heady perfume of your favourite flowers, perhaps, your favourite scents. Notice any shrubs or bushes, any other plants, perhaps a covered archway or trellis work, maybe covered in white jasmine or honeysuckle, something very fragrant. Perhaps you can hear birds up in the trees whistling their tune to each other. Just imagine it now. Imagine it, visualize it, and experience it as clearly as you can now. Notice the gate that leads out of your garden and onto streets or fields or forests, whatever is beyond that gate. Notice it now. You can be happy right here in the garden of your life. Look around and notice here and there a dried up leaves. Notice here and there the dried up leaves that are scattered around on the ground of your garden. Some of those leaves yellow, some orange, some red. In some places the leaves cover the ground almost like a thick carpet. In other areas it's more sparse. Now those dried up leaves, those crumpled up leaves, appear symbolic of all the hurts and frustrations from your life. Those crumpled, dried up leaves symbolize all the negative conditions from your past and from your present. They represent uncomfortable feelings. Feelings of inadequacy, not being good enough. Feelings of inferiority, maybe even embarrassment. Those leaves represent any rebuttals, refusals, resentments, any negative statements about yourself, whether made by yourself for yourself or by others and directed at you. All those negative statements that have affected you at any time in your life, they're all right here, in those leaves, in the garden of your life. So I want you to look over there and see a rake. Notice its long wooden handle, and that rake is propped up by a wall. And I want you to walk over to that wall and take that rake and gather together all those dried and crumpled old leaves into a heap, ready to set fire to them. And you could give names to some of those dried and crumpled old leaves. You could give them names. Some of the names might represent disagreeable people or events in your life. Some may represent subconscious wishes for failure. There may be dislikes for some people in your life, procrastinations, past negative conditioning. Some may represent laziness or apathy, lack of communication or spite,
any hatred or hurt that's held by you for anyone else, or held by anyone for you. All these negative feelings are scattered on the ground as you rake them into one big pile, ready for the fire. And whatever negative symbols those leaves mean to you, we're going to burn them out of your life forever. So when that pile is ready, I want you to set fire to those leaves. Just enjoy the destruction of all those negativities from your life. And as you do, enjoy the feeling of freedom. The feeling of being rid of all those negative influences. As you watch the flames leap up into the air, you can actually feel those negative influences from the past leaving you. Totally and completely being burnt out of your life, non-existent anymore. It's as though all those negative influences from the past are going up in flames and smoke. And if you look up there, you'll see that thick black smoke going higher and higher, and the tail end of the smoke becoming thinner until it disperses and leaves your life forever. And suddenly you are free. You are free from all past negative influences, all self-defeating beliefs, and all those things that held you back in life. You're now free to progress, to advance, to achieve whatever goals you set for yourself. You are free, and it's a wonderful feeling to be free. So much more confident and more self-assured now, much more comfortable within yourself. All past negative influences have departed from your existence, and it's as though you can really begin to live again, to make a fresh start, a healthy, positive new beginning. Continuing to live a fulfilling life, doing not only the things you have to do every day, but also the confidence to do what you really want to do. And I want you to experience right now a beautiful violet stream of light, pouring down from the blue sky like a laser beam in through the crown of your head. And that violet light symbolizes purity of thought, because now you only experience positive thought and feelings as far as is humanly possible. I want you to feel the light entering your brain, streaming down into the spinal column and out through every nerve, every cell, every fiber, every consciousness of your entire being. And the purity of thought and feeling touches every nerve, cell, and consciousness of your being, filling you with a new healthy energy, a strong and positive energy. And you feel yourself filled with a loving acceptance of the wonderful human being that you are. And as you accept that wonderful person that you are, you find that you begin to feel differently about yourself. So much calmer, deep inside. So much more relaxed. So much more confident. And every cell in your body is bathed in love and acceptance, in a beautiful violet light. And your feelings are changing on a cellular level, even altering the chemistry of your body in a very positive way. Now autumn and winter have passed, and it's now a warm spring, sunshiny day. Out in the garden of your life, you've swept away all those negative thoughts and beliefs that you once held about yourself. And according to the laws of nature, we have to replenish what we take away. So I want you to see yourself now with a handful of special seeds. There's an area of your garden where you instinctively know that these seeds are needed to grow. The soil is already rich and fertile and ready to take those seeds. So very carefully, I want you to tenderly plant those seeds in your garden with loving care. Sprinkle over the seeds with soft, fine earth. Shower the earth lightly with fresh water to make it moist, and then just leave the rest to nature. And as time goes by, your seeds grow and grow and grow, stronger and healthier. Even while they're growing under the earth, you won't see the shoots until they begin to peep out of the soil. But you will know that that those little seeds have germinated and are sprouting up, you will know because your own feelings will tell you so. From this day on, you always listen carefully to your feelings, to your inner self, that wonderful, calm, wise, and confident self.
Right now, I'm going to teach you how to control heightened emotional responses. Those emotional responses like stress, anxiety, anger, or overwhelm. And as a result of practicing this simple technique regularly, you'll learn how to control those responses. And you'll remain in control at all times. Generally feeling more happy, more calm, more assured, because you feel more in control. What I would like you to do right now is to use that imagination of yours. I want you to imagine a place in your mind. This place is the most relaxing, amazing place where there is no stress whatsoever. Nothing making you react, nothing causing stress or anxiety or anger or overwhelm. This place, it could be a place you've been to before. If you can't think of an actual place, you can go ahead and create a place right now. Create a place in your mind right now, or remember a place. It can be a fantasy place, it can be a real place. Whichever place you've chosen, I want you to imagine it now. Imagine that place now. It could be a holiday destination, it could be your own back garden. Maybe you can remember it clearly in your mind, maybe you can't remember it clearly. So just think about it. Think about a place that's free from tension, free from stress, free from any kind of anger, free from any anxiety. Think about it now. And to enhance this place, you can include any people or objects or even activities that you find extremely enjoyable. Take a few moments and create this place in your mind. Create this place in your mind. And as soon as you have that place in your mind, keep it there. Become absorbed in that place. Really put yourself in that place and have a look around. Notice everything that you can see. Put yourself in that wonderful place. And while you're in that comfortable place right now, I want you to begin by taking a few long, slow, deep breaths, really long, slow, deep breaths. And as you exhale, just allow yourself to feel twice as comfortable and calm as you sigh out any relief, just releasing any pressure, any tension, any stress, sighing it out. And on the third deep breath, as you exhale, just allow yourself to soak up and lock in all the fantastic feelings, the sights, the sounds, the memories, the sensations of being in your special place right now. Just realizing that you're in a place where nothing affects you. There's no negativity, no stress, no sadness, no guilt, no anger, no sorrow, no anxiety. It's a place where you're completely safe and sound and feeling great. And really connect to this place. I want you to commit this place to memory, every detail. Look around, see the sights, hear the sounds, notice if you're indoors or outdoors. Notice how hot, cold, or warm the weather is, whether it's spring, summer, autumn, or winter, morning, afternoon, or evening. Every single detail. Lock it into your mind. Notice everything about that place right now, because in the future, anytime you find yourself confronted by what used to be a stress-provoking situation, an anger-provoking situation, or an anxiety-provoking situation, or any stress of any kind, all you'll need to do is to take those three long, slow, deep breaths and allow your mind to come straight back to your perfect place. And then allow the feelings that you're feeling right now to come straight back into your body. 3 deep breaths, allowing yourself to come straight back to this wonderful, anxiety-free, stress-free, tension-free place, and remembering all the feelings of calm, controlled relaxation that you're feeling right now, a calmness that you've created for yourself. So let's go ahead and try it right now to ensure you understand the technique. I want you to think of something or a situation right now that may have happened to you, whether recently or even a long time ago, a situation that caused stress or anxiety or anger or frustration. Maybe you'd had an argument with someone, maybe views conflicted, maybe you're trying to control things or objects or situations. Maybe you're just feeling very angry about something. I don't know what it is, but you know. Whatever the situation is, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, it's up to you, but I want you to imagine it now. Remember it now, as clearly as you can. Put yourself back there now, reliving the moment. And as soon as you have that situation to mind, and start to feel some of the nerves, the pressure, the tension, the anxiety, the guilt, the anger. You know those feelings. Hold on to them just for a few seconds. That's good. Now I want you to take those 3 long, slow, deep breaths. Just inhaling calm, positive thoughts and exhaling the negativity, the stress, or the tension, or the anger. Letting it breathe away. Breathing in positivity, breathing out any negativity, allowing your mind to come straight back to your special place. On that 3rd deep breath, just allow yourself to relax completely. Back in your wonderful place, your special place, your stress-free place once again. Allowing the feelings of being right back there, completely stress-free or anxiety-free, to return to your body. And notice how good it feels. To breathe in that relaxation, to breathe out any stress or tension, and to be back in your perfect stress-free place. Hold on to the good feelings. Let this calmness and ease flow up and down your body, completely replacing any tension or anxiety or anger or stress you may have been holding on to. 3 deep breaths. That's all it takes for your entire body and mind to feel great. So let's go through this exercise one more time to prove to yourself that you can now control stress, pressure, anxiety, or anger levels. Once again, right now, I'd like you to think of something or a situation that may have caused you quite a lot of stress in the past. Create that situation right now. See the situation, notice where you are, and notice what you're doing. If it was the same situation you just thought about, then I want you to intensify the feelings of that situation and allow yourself to experience all the tension and stress you would normally associate with that anxiety-provoking event. Much more than you did before, and when you're there in that situation, remembering it, imagining it, reliving it, when you begin to associate with the anxiety, the nerves, the stress, the tension, or the anger, I'd like you to hold on for just a few seconds. That's good, you're doing really well now. So now it's time to take those 3 long, slow, deep breaths and let that negativity breathe away from you. Just sighing out any negatives and breathing in positive thoughts. Replacing any tension or anger, allowing it to flow away and coming straight back to your special place. Immerse yourself in that wonderful, stress-free place once again and soak up all the really good feelings as you relax completely, mentally and physically. Allowing the positive thoughts, the feelings, the strength, the self-belief, the relaxation to flow over and through you once again, just holding on to the feelings of being right back in your dream destination. Anxiety-free, anger-free, stress-free. Hold on to those feelings and let them flow up and down your body. Allow yourself to feel fantastic, every single inch, every fiber from the top of your head down to the tips of your toes, just feeling calm once again. And once you're fully back in your amazing place, Just hold on to that feeling. Because now you've begun to learn a very powerful technique. One that allows you to control and adjust your own stress and anger and anxiety levels. And the more you practice this technique daily, the more powerful the effects will become. And each and every time you practice, you can find it easier to relax into this controlled calmness. So just take a moment to thank yourself. Thank yourself for allowing yourself to benefit from this relaxing session. In a moment, I'm going to be counting you back up and out of this relaxation as I count the numbers from 1 to 5 so that when in a moment I count 1, you'll have full control, flexibility and coordination through your entire body again. When in a moment I count 2, you position yourself back into the place where you entered into this hypnotic rest. When in a moment I count 3, all sounds return to their true perspective. When in a moment I count 4, you're keeping and bringing with you all the wonderful benefits of the techniques you've just learned. And when in a moment I count 5, you then open your eyes to be fully emerged and out of this relaxed process. So getting ready now to really notice the difference of coming back up and out in 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Eyes fully open on 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and welcome back.